Let them know who it is.
I now present to you
Force Fed Fizzballs Globe Squatter Radio Sonar 2009 Special, Europe's hottest electronic music festival. With your hosts, Prince Nod and Suckerfish P. Jones.
Hey, this is Marianne Hobbs, and you're listening to Force Fed Fistfuls. I left school at 16. My dream was always to write for a music paper called Sounds, which I used to buy as a little kid. There was only really Sounds and John Peel in those days in my life, growing up in a tiny, tiny village in the dark ages in Lancashire, you know. These were the days where you had to, if you wanted a record, you had to go to the local record store and you would order the record and it would take 9 weeks to come in, and that's for a single, you know. So this is really, really primitive times. No internet, nothing like that. So I left school, I was working at egg packing factory, and I saw this little flyer at the local working men's club for a band. They used to have a band like once every 6 months, and it said Heretic from London, and I thought, I'm going to get a job with that band. That's my mission in life. I'm going to do it. So, cut a long story short, I did get a job with that band. And I ended up living on a bus in London at the age of 18 for a whole year. And at the same time, simultaneously, I was putting together this little fanzine, which I called Crush, which is the other thing that I thought the editor of Sounds would want to see. I thought, surely I've got to show him that I've done a fanzine. And so at the age of 19, I sent him probably the most demented CVs ever seen in his entire life, you know, detailing all of my responsibilities to the band Heretic, which of course included painting their backdrops. I was the lighting engineer, I designed their costumes, and of course I was the mechanic for the bus as well. But he must have read this CV and thought, Jesus, you know, this girl's for real, I think, probably, let's get her in. So, you know, at 19, he gave me a chance, he gave me a break. I went onto NME and then to Loaded magazine, and around about that time got involved with XFM, which was practically a pirate radio station at that time. And on XFM, I remember one day the boss saying to me, the head of production at Radio 1 is coming in and he's going to be on your show tomorrow. And I said, no. You don't understand. He's not coming on my show. I've got Mudhoney on my show. Tell him to get stuffed, you know. He's got a 24-hour national network. If he wants to come on any kind of radio show and play his own records, tell him to find a window of opportunity on Radio 1. He can do that for himself, surely. He doesn't need to be on my show. So I only agreed to have him on the pretext that I could interview him first. And unbeknown to me at the time, he was the person that I guess was known as the Grim Reaper at Radio 1. He was employed, his name was Trevor Dan, to take away all the dead wood, the kind of the big guns like Simon Bates, all the old school. And he was really the Radio 1 henchman. And people at the BBC were terrified of this guy. And I'm just some little jumped up little punk. I was furious that I'd lost this Mudhoney session. So I literally dragged him over hot coals by the little hair that he'd got left in this interview. And people at the BBC thought it was hysterically funny because they thought, who is this kid, you know? They were all so fearful of him. And somebody had recorded on a cassette, a bootleg of this interview that went round the BBC, you know, like wildfire, because everybody had heard that he'd been given such a rough time on XFM. And inadvertently, it found the desk of the controller of the day, Matthew Bannister. And he thought he was going to be listening to demos for new shows that day. So he popped this cassette in of this interview and he switched it on. Must have sat there and thought, oh my God, I can't believe what I'm hearing here. Who is this girl? And then so, you know, the rest is history. He called me and said, do you want a job? And I really thought he'd got the wrong number. I thought, he can't be serious. There's absolutely no way, you know. But that was the beginning of a sort of regeneration process for Radio 1, which lasted many years. Hey, this is Marianne Hobbs, and you're listening to Force Fed Fistfuls. Yeah, do you know what? Sonar Festival, it's like coming home for me now. Really, seriously, it's my third year at the event and I absolutely love it. I think it is, without question, the single most influential electronic festival on earth. You know, there's something so special about the atmosphere here. It's absolutely amazing. And I think for every performer, every artist, it's all about a symbiotic relationship with an audience. You know, it's not about you up there in isolation on a stage. It's about the energy, the transfer of love and respect and, you know, spirit and soul between yourself and the audience. And at Sonar, you just find the most magnificent crowd. I mean, they're so hungry for new sounds. They're so ambitious as listeners. You can test them with brand new music, which we've done every single year on that stage. And they're so mellow, they're so relaxed, and they just soak it all in. They love it. You can't push them hard enough, in a way. I came in 2007. That was the very first year with Scream, Orish J, and Code 9. And the mission was to bring UK dubstep into Sonar. So this year we pushed it out again a little bit creatively. I brought 19-year-old Joker in from Bristol. He's never seen an audience like that in his entire life. So that was really a first, you know, for an artist that young. It's such an exciting thing to be put on that kind of pedestal at an international festival like this. Then the Gaslamp Killer, who's probably the wildest man in electronic music today, he came from LA to be with us. And obviously Martin, who's got, I don't know, 20 years experience as a DJ, so fluid, so beautiful, you know, just to open up the mid part of the evening. And it's just, for me, it's I kind of levitate practically when I'm there. It's all, I kind of almost have to drag myself back down into my physical being, because it's such an amazing experience. I'm really looking forward to going back there. It's a completely different experience to go as a punter. You know, it's great because you don't have your heart in your mouth the entire time, so you can just cool out and enjoy the beautiful mellow Sonar vibes, and, you know, soak up some different textures of sound, and you know, get lost in sound, which is what I like to do on my nights off even. Hey, this is Marianne Hobbs, and you're listening to Force Fed Fistfuls.